is Nightline, and this is Walter O'Keefe, inviting you to listen in on the world. Tonight's first call, Hollywood. And here's People Are Funny with my good friend Art Linkletter.
Is there a king in the house tonight?
No, but there's royal blood backstage with a woman bloodhound on his trail tonight on
People Are Funny.
Yes, from Hollywood, California, John Cadell's production of People Are Funny. And now here is America's top master of ceremonies, Art Linkletter. Arthur!
Ladies and gentlemen, one of these three men is a real member of royalty. The other one is a draftsman, and the third one is a car salesman. Now, we're going to have some fun with our game, which we call Detecto, and which we originated on People Are Funny a number of years ago, in which we pick someone out of the audience and give them a chance to make $1,000 if they can pick which one of these three gentlemen should have a seat on the throne and which two should be thrown out of their seats. Now, our guest tonight, selected from our audience, is a married lady. Where is she, please? I haven't got her name yet. Hello. Could you come out, please, and tell us who you are?
I'm Irene Schluniker.
Mr. Schluniker.
Schluniker.
What kind of a name is Schluniker?
Swiss.
What do you do, Mr. Schluniker?
I sell classified advertising for the Los Angeles Times.
And you're a married woman whose husband does what?
Oh, he has sort of a combination job.
What's that?
He's a gardener and gambler.
Gardener and a gambler? What do you mean by it? Where does he gamble?
In Gardena.
Oh, that's the town that allows poker and things like that.
Yes, they do.
I want to ask you, Mr. Schluniker, have you ever had anything to do with royalty?
No.
Now look at these three men very carefully, because one of them is real bona fide royalty. Not a king, but a member of a long line of nobility. I'm going to ask each of these three gentlemen a question about themselves or two, and after they've all given their stories, if you can select which one is royalty, because one is royalty, one is a draftsman, and the other is a car salesman, if you can pick them out, you get $1,000. And the way we're going to have you pick them out is to go over and make a curtsy, as you would before royalty. Do you know how to curtsy? Very good.
You like it?
Very good. Almost all of you curtsied at once there. That was very interesting. Now we're going to play our game. The man who is seated on the first throne, could you tell us your name, please, sir?
I am Prince Vladimir Alexandrovich Bolkonsky.
And where were you born, Prince?
I was born in Tiflis, in Georgia, part of Russia.
And what is your royal heritage?
My father, Prince Alexander, was first cousin of Tsar Nicholas of II.
And where do you live now?
Now I live in Traunstein, Germany.
All right. Now our next guest. Your name, please, sir?
My name is Prince de Bourbon-Montmorency, Duc de Chevreuse.
Duc de what?
De Chevreuse.
De Chevreuse.
That's right.
I thought you said Chevrolet there. Very nice teeth. Yes, you can always tell. What is your royal heritage, sir?
I am the second cousin of Charles de Bourbon, better known as Count de Paris. Uh-huh. And my great-great-grandfather was the first son of the King of France.
First son of the King of France. Are you married, Your Highness?
Yes. My wife is the Duchess of Rambouillet.
And where do you live in France?
I live about 14 kilometers of Paris in the Chateau of Montmorency.
There you are. Now remember, one of these men's a car salesman, the other's a draftsman, the other's a member of royalty. Now for our third guest. Your name, sir?
Cesar William Fernandez Alvarez de Córdoba Gamarra Cortés Ugarte II.
Yeah, Junior. She says compared to that, Schluniker is nothing. We Schluniker and Linkletter, we're very lucky. And your royal heritage, sir?
I am the Marqués de San Sebastián, El Conde de Granada. My father is El Duque de Costa, and my great-grand-uncle is El Duque de Alba.
And where do you live now, sir?
Lima, Peru, South America.
And what do you do?
I represent my father's firm in the United States.
Now, you've heard them. You've seen them. You've asked them for $1,000 in cash. Which one are you going to go and curtsy before? You can just go right across.
How much time do I have to think this over? None.
How much time? The time has just gone.
Oh.
So you go curtsy in front of the one you think is the real nobility. A Russian, a Frenchman, and a Spaniard. You're curtsying in front of the first gentleman. Now, would you come back, please, Mrs. Schlumnecklick? Do you mind if I call you Irene?
No.
Would you give us your real name? Did you give us your real name?
Should I?
Yes.
My real name is Vladimir Babishvili.
You're not Prince Vladimir Alexandrovich Balkonsky?
No.
And,
sorry.
Where were you actually born?
I was born in Georgia, actually.
And you were telling the truth.
About
you did come
my birth,
from Russia.
Yes.
And what do you do? What is your job in Los Angeles?
Well, I work for Hoffman Television as a design draftsman.
He's a draftsman at the Hoffman Television Company. So you just lost $1,000. Now...
But he really owes me.
He owes it to you, yes. And now... Would you like to make a curtsy before one of the other two gentlemen for $500? She's going past the Frenchman. Have you curtsied yet? All right, now she's curtsying in front of the gentleman from Peru. If you'll come back, please, Agnes. Irene. Now, you've curtsied in front of the third gentleman. Let's see if you are right by asking the second gentleman his name. Your name, sir?
My name is Roger Thiel.
You are not Prince Louis de Bourbon-Montmorency
d'Oc. No, I am not.
It is.
You don't think he has a French
Neither
accent?
Neither have I, but I don't think it is.
You don't think that's a French accent. That's what caused you to bow in front of the
that
other
was
man.
My reason.
Where were you born?
I was born in Paris.
Are you French?
I am French, certainly.
That's true. Now, the truth of the matter is that you are French. You were born in Paris. You've
that's
been in this
right.
country how long?
2 years.
And what is your job?
I am imported car salesman at Halliday Motors in Van Nuys.
What kind of imported cars do you sell?
Oh, Renault, Hillman, Jaguar, Triumph.
Good for you. You like it here in this country?
Oh, very much.
And your real name is Roger Thiel.
That's right.
Now we come to the one you selected and the one which won for you $500. Your real name is, as you stated, sir, would you give that to us again?
Cesar William Fernandez Alvarez de Cordoba Gamarra Cortés Ugarte II. Or junior.
And you are a marquis and a count.
I am.
And what do you do in Lima, Peru?
I work for my father. We have an import-export corporation, and we control the betting in the country.
You control the betting? I happen to know a woman married to a gambler. You are a royal bookie.
More or less, sir.
She's got it. She says he's got it made down there in Lima. Well, now, are you married, sir?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm married to a Polish girl whom I met while she attended Mass here at the Blessed Sacrament.
I understand that your father married a girl from Hoboken while he was a consul in New York.
That is true, sir. My mother comes from 420 Grand Street, Hoboken, New Jersey.
How do you like that? With a title like that, his mother came from Hoboken. That's a wonderful story. We're delighted that all three of you can come and play this little game with us. You get the $500. We'd like our guests to have some fun flying up to Las Vegas on United Airlines, the nation's number one airline, and be our guests at the Sahara Hotel if you have time. All three of you go up and enjoy a little vacation. In the meantime, thanks for proving once again, people are funny. You never can go by appearances. Goodbye. In just 60 seconds from now, we'll hear people continue to prove that people are funny. But first, hear this.
More families, far more families, use X-Lax than any other laxative. In fact, today, many doctors recommend trusted X-Lax for youngsters as well as adults. X-Lax is the preferred laxative for one important reason. X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight.
You see, X-Lax gives you the relief you want the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without discomfort. When you take chocolated X-Lax at night, It does not disturb your sleep. And X-Lax is so effective that the next morning you'll be well on your way toward your normal regularity. Seldom, if ever, will you need X-Lax the next day. Little wonder that of all the laxatives made today, tablet, powder, or liquid, X-Lax is the most popular. So the next time, any time that you or any member of your family needs a laxative, make that laxative pleasant-tasting, chocolated X-Lax. Introductory size, only 15 cents.
Well, I'm coming down the audience now to do something that is so simple and so easy. Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give away a big prize to anybody in our audience who can answer 10 simple questions that a 5-year-old child might ask. Now, is anything sound simpler than that? Let's see some hands of people who think they could ask questions. Here's a little gal. Who are you?
Nancy Mance.
Nancy Mance. Now, Nancy, I'm going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. And these 10 questions, as I said, are the kind of questions that a 5-year-old child would ask. So they must be quite simple. And if you can answer them, I'm going to give you something that every mother and every young housekeeper could use, a beautiful $400 Gibson freezer. Could you use that? Superior appliance by Gibson. So come on over here by the clock. And so we can judge how long it takes for 60 seconds to go by.
I can't watch.
You can't watch the clock, but it doesn't mean you'll be thinking of the answers to these questions, because they're just the simplest questions we could possibly think of. Now, to start with, before we start the clock, I want you to make some simple kind of a statement like, I love my mother-in-law, or I'm going to town, or any simple factual statement.
We have a baby.
All right, that's a simple statement, and the time starts right now, and I start asking the questions that a child would ask. Why?
Because we wanted one.
Why?
Oh, because we felt it would add.
Why?
To our home.
Why?
We needed it.
Why?
We had too much love anyway.
Why?
That's what happens sometimes when you get married.
Why?
Well, that's what the preacher told us anyway.
Why?
Well, he thinks that's the right way.
Why?
That's what he was taught.
Why?
And I guess that's what the Bible says.
Why?
Well, that's just the way it is.
She did it. She answered faster than I could ask the questions. Now, there are 10 simple questions. Why? If you think this is easy, try it sometime on somebody. Just ask them 10 whys, and each one must ask them why as to the last thing they said. You did a wonderful job, and I hope you have a wonderful baby. You now have a $400 Gibson freezer.
Oh, wonderful.
Go home and be happy, and don't freeze to death. Goodbye. We'll be back in a minute. 60 seconds to prove to you, as always, that people are funny.
You can see how good it tastes now. Taste it.
Mogan David. Wine, wine, wine.
Mogan David. Wine, fine, wine.
Flush it, the grapes right off the vine.
Mogan David.
Wine, fine, wine.
You can see how good it tastes now. Taste it.
Mogan David wine.
With a glass of Mogan David wine, pleasure begins even before you taste it. You can actually see how good Mogan David wine tastes, but you will never know the full meaning of pleasure until you discover the luscious Concord grape taste of Mogan David wine. Get a decanter next time you shop. That's M-O-G-E-N-D-A-V-I-D. Mogan David wine.
You can see how good it tastes now. Taste it. Mogan David wine.
Specially sweetened natural wine produced and bottled by the Mogan David Wine Corporation, Chicago, Illinois.
Do these two people look as if they've known each other for several weeks? Just 2 weeks? They met that long ago right here on the People Are Funny show. Last week they won $2,000, but they turned it down for a chance at $4,000 tonight. And if they win, they may come back and try for $8,000. Stand up here, Cork. Cork Proctor, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is.
And your business again, Cork, is...
Well, at the present time, I'm a student here in Hollywood.
What do you do, Beverly?
I'm a registered nurse.
Now, you two have had another week to get acquainted, because that's part of the idea of the People Are Funny game, to get you into a contest that keeps you together and gives you an opportunity, an excuse to see each other. What'd you do this last week, Cork?
Well, truthfully, due to the conflicting hours, Mr. Linkletter, Beverly is a nurse, and she's had to work nights. I go to school at night, and then I'm a drummer, and I've been playing on the weekends, so it's been a little crowded.
You haven't had a chance to see too much of each other?
Not too much this last week, but we hope to.
What would you do with the money if you won it? Any particular way to spend these thousands of dollars?
Well, we thought probably it'd be real lots of fun to go out and blow it. Really have a good trip or something, but really the wise thing and the best investment for the future would be to invest it.
Yes, but what a contrast in one breath. Now, here's the way you're going to get a chance to earn $4,000 tonight. You're going to see a film, because we feel that two people who are interested in observing each other ought to test their powers of observation on other things, especially with a view to making a little money. I'm going to ask you 8 questions after you have watched this film, and if you get 6 of the 8 correct, you get the $4,000. Now, we'll turn out the lights and roll the film and watch every scene, because there'll be 8 questions. It's about babies, of course, since families... Oops! They're very well behaved, aren't they? Licking away with their ice cream dripping on the floor. That boy'll never get a girl. Oops! Isn't she having fun? If she can't have a fellow, she'll have a dog. And there is the film. Here come the lights. And here comes the $4,000. You can answer the questions between you or individually. One answer is only accepted. Now, 6 out of 8. The first question, the first two babies, were they dark-haired or light-haired?
One was dark and one was light.
That is correct. One poked the other in the eye. Did the blonde or the brunette do the poking?
Brunette.
The brunette did the poking. That's 2 for 2. Next, you saw little Greg and little Julie. Who took the first bite of ice cream, the boy or the girl?
Well, it was the baby on the right that I think, I don't know if it was, I guess it was a girl. Is the boy the one with the dark outfit on with the hair in the back? The one that chased the dog, is that the boy?
Yes, that's the boy.
Well, then the girl on the right took it, the one, the blonde.
You think little blonde girl, yeah. With a little...
You're together on that.
I guess.
That's right. That's right. 3 for 3. They need 6 out of 8 for the $4,000. Now we come to the same little boy and girl in the ball. Who knocked the ball out of the scene, the boy or the girl? One of them knocked the ball out of the scene.
The boy.
I think it was. I couldn't be sure, but I'll go along with the boy.
It was the girl. Julie knocked the ball out of the scene. So you have 3 out of 4. You need 6 out of 8. Who takes the ball away from the other?
The boy.
The boy.
The boy.
Took the ball.
Yes.
Right. That is correct. That's 4 for 5. You need 6 for 8. And the next action involved a pooch. Does the boy or the girl try to lift the dog?
The boy.
The little girl.
Well, you must get together. $4,000. Now, you see how this gets them together and working together like a man and wife, gets them mad at each other, arguing, gets them conditioned and acclimated.
Which dog?
No, there was one that tried to lift the dog.
The little girl with the big bow in her hair. She tried to lift his backside.
No.
Get together.
The little sailor suit outfit. He got a hold of him and he was trying to lift.
The little girl tried a little later, but we'll take the little boy first.
Now, wait a minute. Are you playing the game or are you discussing your family? You want a little boy first?
Well.
The little boy first. That is right. The little boy, and that's 5 out of 6. If you get one more out of the next two, you get the $4,000. What was the color of the little boy's shoes? Light or dark? This is
light.
Real observation.
Light.
Huh?
Light.
He had on the dark outfit with the light shirt and light shoes, I'm sure.
And light hair curled in the back, lightly. Lightly. Light shoes.
Yes, yes. Use the dangling adverbial phrase to modify the... What is this? It's right. He was wearing the light shoes and the little boy had them, not the dog. And you have 6 out of 7 and you have the $4,000. That ought to get you back in front. I don't know. You two are so observing. You are excellent. and you have $4,000 which you can take and go away and split it up between you and go home. Or if you want to try your luck for a tougher one next week, for $8,000 you can come back. More babies, more questions, more money. What do you say?
I need the money.
I need the money. So. We'll come back.
Oh, you'll come back? Uh-huh. Oh, I thought you meant you need the money. We'll take what you got.
We'd like to come back.
You'd like to come back for the $8,000.
Please, yeah.
Now, we're going to send you down dining and dancing as usual at the Coconut Grove and the Ambassador Hotel. And there's free parking in the back of the hotel down there in that dark place where the palm trees are. In fact, a lot of people never actually get into the hotel. See you next week. Do you think people are funny? If you're still not convinced, listen to what we'll do in just a moment.
Excuse me, I beg your pardon, sir. My name isn't Sir. It's Knucklehead. Knucklehead Smith. Oh, all right, Mr. Smith. You can just call me Knucklehead, if you don't mind. I don't mind. All my friends call me Knucklehead. No, I was going to say, if you don't mind, we're kind of in a hurry. Could you tell us where to find the studio that Monitor broadcasts from?
Why, is it lost?
No, it's not lost. Surely you've heard of Monitor, NBC's fabulous weekend radio service?
Well, surely.
Well, I'm Paul Winchell, and this little fellow beside me is Jerry Mahoney.
Well, I don't know that I've ever heard of you, though.
Look, I'm Paul Winchell, and this is Jerry Mahoney, and we appear on Monitor every weekend.
Oh, well, in that case, find yourself a sign that says Radio Central.
Just a moment. That sign right in front of you says Radio Central.
Oh, is that what that sign says? Well, then, you're here, folks.
Thanks.
Say, I'll be listening for you on Monitor this weekend.
Thanks very much. And goodbye.
Then maybe I'll find out who they are.
Well, that's it. But next week on People Are Funny, a housewife will actually pawn her husband for $1,000. Let's see, that's about $7 a pound. Wonder if any man is worth that. You'll see next week. Good night, everybody.
This is NBC. Vicks VapoRub relieves cold symptoms faster, relieves longer than aspirin or any cold tablet. Vicks VapoRub.